unfortunately, we've seen this last year, you know, with Mayo going down and, you know, guys having to step up. Obviously, Hightower was a big factor there. Bill just talked about how it's going to take, you know, more than one guy this year to kind of fill that void. And how have you kind of assessed that situation going forward here in a Thursday?
Well, I mean, obviously, we got to, you know, prepare to go here against the Jets with, you know, whoever is available and ready to go. And I think in situations like that, when that occurs in the game, when anybody with an injury situation comes up, everyone else has to step up and increase their role and their responsibility. And, you know, everyone's just gotta do more. So certainly with a guy like Gerard, who's a great leader for us and communicator, signal caller for us on defense, then when a player like that is removed from the game, then, you know, obviously communication is the biggest thing that we're focused on to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Matt, why don't we just give us kind of a base assessment of the Jets' offense at this point in the season?
Great. Yep. I mean, we're obviously diving into them, you know, short week here, getting ready to go. I think a lot of it, if you take a look at the Jets, they're a very multiple team. They run a lot of different personnel groups. I think that's a huge challenge for us to try to, you know, get matched up with all the different personnels they have on the field, from the skill players. Obviously, Eric Decker is a you know, a really good wide receiver for him, very productive player, and the guy that kind of, you know, is a leader there in the wide receiver position. But certainly they've rolled, you know, everybody through, you know, Curly, Nelson, you see on film. I mean, you just see everybody out there contributing. Obviously the backs, you know, they have two very explosive backs, actually they have three very good backs. Ivory and Johnson both being extremely fast, very good space players. So, you know, it's kind of a similar situation where, you know, we get running backs that tend to be removed from the formation, spread out, or situations where they'll get them the ball out in space quickly. Similar offensive sort of philosophy with Coach Morningwig and what he tries to do and spread the ball around to his different skill players. And then I would say the tight end position is another, you know, real dangerous position and useful position for them. Cumberland does a great job, and you know, the rookie from Texas Tech, Morrow, he really had a great game here, and is you know, another guy that they've done a good job of getting the ball and featuring out there. I think, you know, Geno Smith has done a great job. He's an extremely tough football player. Does a good job, obviously, of moving in the pocket. He can, you know, escape from trouble. Does a good job, obviously, with the zone read type of offense system that they can run to and distributing the ball out to the wide receivers. So certainly it's a good skill set, good, you know, receivers, tight end position, the backs. So on a short week, you know, that's a big challenge for us to try to really, you know, get on to all the different personnel and schemes that they do run.
Sorry, I just wanted to follow up on something that Rich asked Bill a few minutes ago, just about Deonte Skinner and how you've seen him come along since you guys brought him aboard soon after the draft there.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, Deonte is obviously still trying to learn and develop in the system, but I would say that he works extremely hard. He's very good athlete. He's fast. He can run well. He tackles well. So his, you know, his physical ability out in the field tends to shine through, and we just got to keep working to get, you know, the fit into the system with everything that we're doing. Obviously, he's just a young player, so he's still trying to figure it all out and to learn exactly it is what, you know, all the situations are that present themselves on the field. So, you know, really, I think he has some good athletic ability, some good ability at the linebacker position, and just keep working and trying to get him better.
Matt, I know you've moved on to the Jets. I did just have a quick question on the Bills game. It looked like you guys played a little more dime after Gerard went out, and I didn't know how much of that was a result of sort of, you know, drawing things up on the fly to account for the unexpected loss, you know, of Gerard during the game, or if that was actually something you had, you know, planned on doing going into the game.
Well, we're always trying to, you know, go in the game. We have a bunch of different packages that we're going to try to, you know, take a look at and run and see what we feel most comfortable in. And just depending on the situation, the circumstance, those packages can either be in or be out or change based on the situation. So it was just kind of the flow of the game and the way things that went and the situations that arose. And we just kind of, you know, tried to put the best people out on the field that we could during those, you know, during those times.
Matt, I'm wondering, I know the Jets used Michael Vick as their quarterback a couple of games ago, and I'm just wondering if, you know, as you guys prepare this week, if you'll prepare for both guys and maybe how those two guys are a little bit different in the way they play.
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely have to be alert and aware for both of them. I think there's certain packages that Michael Vick, you know, can easily be in on. You know, be running the offense in certain situations, so you certainly want to be ready to go with him. Obviously, the run threat, they're both very, you know, athletic guys that can run the ball extremely well. But I think when Vick's in there, it's, you know, for a particular purpose or package that you really have to be highly aware of. I think the both of them, you know, from the quarterback standpoint, I think the system is the system, and I think they're both trying to run the plays in the design of the scheme that, you know, Coach Morningwink has set up for them for that game itself. They're a very game plan oriented team, so it's going to change week to week based on the way they're trying to attack the defense. So you know, that can certainly change, but I think the quarterback position, you know, is doing a good job of just trying to run and execute the plays that have been designed. But certainly, it's an awareness and you know, something we have to be ready for when he's in there and the quarterback run games with him also.
Yeah, Matt, you mentioned earlier about facing Geronimo, and obviously Skinner's name comes up based on his play yesterday. But with Bill saying how it takes multiple players and you saying how communication is really the most important thing you'll be missing, how do you address that specifically? Is that also a more than one player type of a proposition?
Well, certainly when we, you know, when we go into a new week, we'll obviously, you know, have our communication system set up and be able to you know, to address all the pertinent information that needs to be communicated out in the field, you know, by player, by position. I think it's more like when something like that happens within the game, you need to change gears, and everyone else kind of needs to step up or divide up the responsibility in that particular situation. So, you know, we'll obviously try to, you know, get the communication handled and with the different people out on the field that do communicate. Obviously, Devin McCourty does a great job for us in the deep part of the field with the communication. You know, Jamie Collins really, you know, he does a great job. Dante Hightower, when they're both in there, you know, can handle a lot of things. And then really, you know, in our front too, we have two experienced guys, Bob Ninkovich and Chandler Jones, that will help communicate to the linebackers to the inside. And then Vince Wolfork actually does a great job from the inside out, you know, really trying to get the information across. So there's actually a lot of players on the field that communicate. Communication is a big key for us, and it's something that, you know, we're trying to emphasize. And again, it's more of just a situation in the game when a particular player that is a key communicator for you goes down that you have to really address the issues of, okay, you know, where's the communication coming from and who's going to step in for that particular situation.